Dave and Doreen.
The Morning KLH.
All right, the show's going to get a little bigger right now. It's not just Dave and Doreen. It's Dave and Doreen and Marcus as well. The Morning KLH welcoming Dave Coombs, host of the Midday Show. Brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax at Steinhoffels and steinhoffels.com. Let's see. Bucks lose. Off to Indiana next. You did a little sports thing yesterday, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at E5 Sports in West Dallas with a buddy of mine who's trying to execute a little trade for some old baseball cards he has for something else he covets at that shop. And I thought so he brought me along, and it was real kind of interesting to look at some of the helmets.
Yeah.
You know, with the signatures from some of the Packer greats.
Oh, yeah.
Love
yeah.
that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had a good time doing that. And another thing I noticed during the Bally Sports coverage of the Bucks game, Marcus Johnson, you know, legendary guy.
Unbelievable.
Great
yeah.
player.
Right.
But he kind of messed up trying to tell some jokes about Rick Carlisle, the coach. He said, oh, he's in full Fire Marshal Jim mode.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's
Fire Marshal Bill.
And
he's confusing
yeah.
him with Fireman Jim.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, you know, you remember from Saturday Night Live. I'm like, no,
that's
not Saturday Night Live. That was the other show with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it was.
In Living Color.
Yes.
In Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's right.
Yeah, minor thing there.
That's
but I'm
with
like,
the Wayans brothers, right?
Yes.
From
yes.
way back
yes.
in the early 90s.
Yeah, I was yelling at the TV. Another thing I watched last night, Marcus will love this. I watched the Rush documentary, Time Stand Still.
Yeah. About time.
That's a good one.
What
wow.
took us along?
Because
yeah.
well, I'm not a Rush fan. But what I did was I was doing something on my phone. I was laying in bed and I'm thinking, I just want something on in the background, some music I can listen to. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on. I couldn't stop watching it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the part where Randy Johnson was involved because
right.
he was a big drummer and a big Rush fan. And I guess they presented Randy Johnson one time at his retirement ceremony in Arizona with a drum set that once belonged to Neil Peart. And
really?
he was blown mm-hmm. away, Randy Johnson.
And Randy Johnson's become a photographer, so he actually went on tour with Rush as their photographer.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
So where did you find this Rush documentary?
I think it's Netflix. I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I think, yeah. But it's good. It's a time stamp. And by the way, you did note, there's lots of jokes about Rush fans being all dudes. It's pretty much true. Back in the
I must be one of the odd ones. I've gone to Rush concerts before. I don't know that I know that it seems more male than, I mean, it does, but not any more than other bands.
Really? Yeah.
I think it's changed now. I think you're right. But I think back when they were,
they were first coming out,
it was all boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll have to look for that because we were just talking this morning about things that we watch, like, for example, the Schwarzenegger documentary, that was awesome. I watched Stallone's show, which is good. I love the one with his daughters.
Yeah.
I think that's really good, the reality show.
Yeah, you know what I love with Stallone was that Tulsa King. Did you watch
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah.
You know what? I didn't, and we were going to start it, and I just never got around to
it. Did you hear that audio this morning? Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they were talking about if there was a Mount Rushmore of action stars, like who the... like who they would put on the Mount Rushmore of action stars. And this is what they said. Once again, this is Schwarzenegger and Stallone from that TMZ special.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like
right.
Rich Park in bodybuilding, that
right.
spent time with me and talked to
right.
me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Mm. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
Yeah, Bruce Willis, then, and Clint Eastwood, and those two guys. I would take Clint off of there. I would put Harrison, because I don't think Clint Eastwood was like action. I think Harrison Ford. Like action.
I can see that.
I don't know.
I said Chuck Norris. That was mine.
Yeah,
oh,
Chuck
yeah.
Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck
I'd probably
Norris.
Put Tom Cruise on there.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a good call, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
But yeah, once you get past the early rom-coms that he did, I mean, those Mission Impossibles and...
Well, here's one for you. What if there were a Mount Rushmore of brewers? What would that be?
That's easy.
Well, Yount.
Molitor, Yount, Euchre.
Yeah.
And maybe Jimmy Gantner, because he played for... Well, they all played together for 17 years or whatever.
Yeah.
How about the Packers?
Well, Taylor.
You have to do...
No,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all the quarterbacks.
Rodgers.
The quarterbacks and Lombardi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Milwaukee Radio. Gordon Hinckley, Bob Berry, Bob Reitman, Jonathan
Dave,
Green.
Dave
there
Luzak.
You go. No,
yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
You're going Hall of Fame, buddy. Yeah, someday you're yeah, going. Right. You're
Tim
in.
The Rock and Roll Animal in there.
Tim the Rock and Roll Animal sitting on the ledge waiting for the Who to come to town.
Yep.
Dave Coombs takes over at 10. Thank you, Dave.